Well, it was the sci-fi series that reshaped the genre. For almost a decade, Mulder and Scully warned us that the truth is out there. You've got it. That's the theme from The X-Files. And more than a decade after the show finished, The X-Files is back. Cassie McCullough's back too. She's our resident TV critic, host of RN's TV Club. Cassie, hello.
G'day, Fran.
Well, it's been a long time coming for diehard fans. Is it worth the wait?
Well, for diehard fans, I think all of eternity would be worth the wait just to see this. But for nostalgic fans, like I guess myself and maybe you, it wasn't disappointing at all, this first episode. Dana Scully is back. Fox is back. They're older, wiser, and even more complicated. There's an explicit acknowledgement that Mulder's been suffering from some kind of mental health condition, and maybe he always was, who knows. But he's been living in a rundown old farmhouse.
No spoilers here now. No spoilers. Come on.
No, you get all this in the first few minutes. And she's working for some sort of surgical organisation. The relationship is the best part of episode one. There's an issue that some listeners may not have caught up with right at the end of the final part of the ninth season, all those years ago. A child appeared. Dana had a child.
What?
Yeah. and so that's some old business that has to get sorted out. It's their child. I won't say too much more.
Really large head, really tiny body and big eyes and little antennas sticking out.
No spoilers.
Why the obsession of so many for The X-Files? Why was it important for the sci-fi genre? Did it do things differently?
Look, I think it really questioned government authority and the motives of the industrial military complex. And it also took itself not entirely seriously, which back then was kind of different. So in its context, I think it was very different. Now, of course, in the post-WikiLeaks, post-Edward Snowden era, it's kind of looks like it's been affirmed, a lot of the assertions
I wonder
it was
if that's why they
make.
Brought it back now. Look, there was one issue that I have read a bit about this, which was outrageous. Gillian Armstrong, who is so fantastic, said for this comeback series, she was offered half the salary of David Duchovny.
Yeah, isn't that unbelievable? I mean, it's not like she's been sitting around either. She did The Fall,
which was sensational.
Brilliant. And she's also just recently been on stage in Streetcar Named Desire, which was in the West End and moved to Broadway. It was such a success. Directed by the Australian Benedict Andrews, by the way.
I'm not sure of the upshot, but I'm guessing she didn't accept half the salary.
No. And she said in an interview that it was sad. It was sad because for so much of the time The X-Files was on air, and even when David Duchovny disappeared for a whole season, she was still fighting for it then, and to be still fighting to be on equal pay now is just sad, she said.
Okay. Also due to start on our TV sets in coming weeks is the miniseries Molly, based on the story of Molly Meldrum.
I mean, we've got some of the most exciting musicians and songwriters in the world. Billy Thorpe, Lobby Lloyd and the Coloured Balls, Stevie Wright, Russell Morris, etc., etc., etc. And unless you're old enough to get into a pub, you'd never even know they exist.
The show, Meldrum?
I'm telling you, this show is just going to be a huge buzz. Seriously, just tell me who I have to root to make it happen and I'm in.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll certainly take your proposal under consideration.
I stuffed it, didn't I?
No, I think they're really looking forward to that route.
Probably drawing straws right now.
The sounds of Molly, Samuel Johnson as a young Molly. It's the sounds of Molly, though, no one can sound like Molly, really, can they?
He did get that et cetera, et cetera, et cetera quite well. That's Samuel Johnson as Molly facing the ABC board, trying to convince them about this new show, Countdown.
How come it's not on the ABC?
Well, that's a good question. I put that to the producer, John Malloy, when we interviewed him just recently, and he said that it was not the right time for the ABC, and our loss is Seven's gain, although the ABC has been extremely helpful in going through archives and providing all kinds of assistance. But, yeah, given it was our product, it's a surprise, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Cassie, your picks for the TV schedule this week?
Look, that is going to be a very busy Sunday night for a lot of people, especially with the X-Files appearing on Channel 10. But over on BBC First, the Foxtel channel, it's the first of War and Peace by the BBC. Now, of course, this is Tolstoy's novel written in 1869, but set earlier in, you know, the beginning of that century, Tsarist Russia, Napoleonic invasion. It's the cast that's amazing. So Gillian Anderson is in this.
There she is again, yep.
Lily James from Downton Abbey, Jim Broadbent, who I love, Greta Scacchi, Australian, and Adrian Edmondson, better known as Vivian from The Young Ones. He's in it. But most importantly, James Norton, who plays Prince Andrei Nikolaevich Bolkonsky. Now, he's played by James Norton, who was in Happy Valley. He was the psycho killer in Happy Valley, which recently was on the ABC, and he's being called the Russian Darcy. Everyone is in love with him.
The Russian Mr. Darcy. How about that? War and Peace on BBC First on Sunday. That's one of Cassie's picks. And, of course, X-Files. Thanks very much, Cassie.
Thank you.
Cassie McCullough. And Cassie's TV Club kicks off today on RN at 11:30. Don't miss it. You can podcast at any time, of course. It's 8:29 on Breakfast.